This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rupp.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here.
Your family name ain't the best in the Navy.
I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. Tuesday program. Good little first hour.
Yeah.
Good little first hour. We move on to some more sad news, daunting news. Like, I don't know what the adjective is.
Tragic news?
Tragic news.
Tell me what the news is.
Well, you had the guy in Manhattan yesterday.
Yeah, it's no good.
And this happened during our show, where he's this gunman who went into a skyscraper and he ended up killing 2?
I thought it was 4. I think
is
it's
it 4?
4. It's either 4 including him or 5 including himself, because he ended up committing suicide. But he shot a cop that died. 2 other people, I believe, perished, and then I think he turned it on himself, and a couple others were wounded.
So this guy, his name was Shane Tamura. He's 27. He lives in Vegas. He traveled across the country to Midtown Manhattan, gets out of a black BMW on Park Avenue, and casually, with an AR-15 rifle.
It's creepy when you see the security footage. He just strolls through.
He gets out of his car with the rifle in plain sight and just walks slowly towards the this 634-foot building, which happens to house the NFL headquarters.
Yeah, and by the way,
floors 5 through 8.
He killed 4 people and then himself. So 5 total.
So he goes into the skyscraper. He sprays the lobby with bullets, and that's where the police officer dies.
Yeah.
He then walks to a bank of elevators and gets into the elevator, and he spares a woman who was inside the elevator.
Yeah.
Didn't shoot her.
Yeah. He was on a mission, apparently.
But, I mean, you just sprayed bullets all the way through the lobby.
Yeah, you were trying to hit a big crowd, and now you have someone...
I read a bunch on this. I think the idea is that he sprayed because he was trying to hit the cop. I think the idea was that the cop was trying to
take him down or stop him.
Yeah, that maybe the cop was trying to intervene.
I know the cop was off duty too, so I think he probably saw him and was trying to stop
this
situation.
A lot of this obviously is speculation right now, but that seems to be the consensus, that this was supposed to be a targeted attack.
Well, then he shot and killed Julia Hyman, who is a Cornell graduate who worked on the floor. He took the lift up to the 33rd floor. He gets off on the 33rd floor. By the way, the NFL offices are on floors 5 through 8.
Yeah, he took
the wrong elevator.
Yep.
And he kills this woman and then turns the gun on himself.
Yeah.
I think, I'm guessing he maybe shot her thinking he was at the NFL, but then realized he wasn't. And now he's like, oh crap. And then,
yeah.
And then he ends it.
So I guess there was, he had a note on him or whatever where he thought that because he played in Canada. He said he had CTE and he wanted his brain studied. He blamed, I'm assuming it kind of the idea that he was blaming the NFL for covering up the CT stuff, but this was a targeted attack on the NFL. I guess one NFL employee did end up getting shot, but it was off a ricochet. It wasn't shot directly, so that person's going to be okay. Yeah, this is just, it's all kinds of bad news. So I think the floor they got off on was the Blackstone, like the grills.
It was Rubin Management, it said. Rudin Management.
Oh, BlackRock, I thought.
Was it BlackRock? I thought it was Blackstone. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so it's the 44-floor skyscraper office building occupied by several companies, including the NFL, the investment giant Blackstone, and the building's owner, Rudin Management. Yeah, he got off on the floor of Rudin Management.
Okay.
The NFL has offices floors 5 through 8. In an interview with MSNBC, Mayor Adams of New York City said the building had so many safeguards, including a way to stop the elevator from moving. However, the security guard who was capable of operating it was killed by the gunman before he reached the elevator banks.
Yeah, so they found a 3-page note in his wallet suggested a grievance against the NFL over a claim that he had suffered chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE.
But he didn't play in the NFL, right?
No, but you don't. I think the idea was is that the NFL for years denied that there was a connection.
That if they had made public more of what they knew about it, stuff like that wouldn't have happened to people like him.
Yes. Okay. So he said in the note he repeatedly said that he was sorry, and then he asked his brain to be studied for CTE, and it referenced a former NFL player Terry Long who was diagnosed with CTE. And the manner in which Long killed himself in 2005, the note accused the NFL of concealing the dangers to players' brains for profit. So,
well, he's not wrong about that.
No. So, and he mentioned there was that the PBS documentary, The League of Denial. I mean, clearly this was not I'm going in to randomly shoot people. This was I have a grievance against the NFL. And
don't say you're sorry, man.
No,
that pisses me off.
No, that doesn't.
You're not sorry.
No. I mean, just the idea. The idea that some poor bastard working at the NFL office takes a bullet because, you know, whatever sort of weird math that you've come up with in your head, you know, don't give me
or
that.
Or the woman at Rudin Management.
Yeah, right?
I mean, she's just minor. I don't know. It's weird. What do you do if you see a dude strolling from his car with an AR-15?
Yeah, man,
dressed normally, he had sunglasses on, just dressed normally. I mean, he wasn't like, he didn't look suspicious other than the AR-15.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you do? Is the only thing you can do is call authorities, or do you try to take him out?
I think I don't know.
Because even if you try to draw attention to security or other authorities, what's saying he doesn't turn and point directly at you?
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's terrifying.
Well, and this is why, it's like you see like the photos of the dude like at Subway Sandwich and, you know, and he's got an AR-15 strapped to him. He's like open carry. And you're like, I don't know. I mean, do you run him down in the car and then you find out it's some security guard? It's just terrifying. I just can't think of a more terrifying situation than
there's no good answer.
No, you're just in there. Imagine you're just in the lobby and someone walks in and you have that brief moment of, what is this person? And then next thing you know, the bullets start flying. It's just, it makes me sick.
Did you see the photo of the people at Blackstone with all the furniture stacked against the door?
No.
Did you see that photo?
No.
Boy, that's wild.
And I thought Blackstone, like, I thought that was like the grills, but they're saying that Blackstone is a big investment firm. Yeah. So, you barricade yourself in and hope for the best, right? I mean, it's just terrifying. And then, you know, the cop, you know, that turned out he was, you know, again, just off duty. He just happened to be there wrong place, wrong time. And, you know, we don't know, you know, was he trying to intervene? Did he just catch a stray bullet? But
he's got so much support after this happened, unfortunately, posthumously for him that it sounds like he was trying to defuse the situation and got caught up in it.
Yeah. It's just awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Somebody texted and said, that's why I conceal carry. I'd take him out.
Well, I mean,
but see, I think the problem with that is you don't really know what's going on. Like, maybe that's a fake gun.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't, it's such a weird circumstance because it's one guy He's got it on his hip. It looks like an AR, but you don't really know. It could just be.
And you're in New York, where people do and wear and carry crazy
you
stuff
can't just
all the
start
time.
Pulling your gun out and shooting people.
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I am not one of these. You know that we always get into this culture of, well, I would have done this, I would have done that, I would have pulled out my gun, and you know. This is it's not the movies, all right? I think it's a lot more complex than that, and I think it's a lot harder than that when someone's spraying live bullets at you because you went to the gun range twice. You know, and I mean, I own a gun, and I fire the damn thing like once every, like, 8 months I happen to go. And I'm an average shot at best, and you're telling me that in the most heightened circumstances when I'm terrified and someone spraying bullets that I'm Indiana Jones and Han Solo built into one and John Wick, and I pull out my gun and then hiding behind something, I'm laying down the greatest stream of fire in the world and I'm not hitting anyone else and I happen to hit that guy. Some of that, like, oh, I would have been the hero with the good guy with the gun. Ah, boy, it's a lot easier.
Really never happens that way.
Yeah, it's a lot easier said than done. The guy with the gun saved the day.
No, the guy with the gun usually ends up shooting themselves.
Yeah. So I just, you know, there's always that, this is why I carry. Well, then I hope one day, I hope one day you don't get to be a hero, because I hope this doesn't happen. But that simplistic idea of, well, I would have stopped it because I had a gun. Okay.
Well,
good luck with that.
Sad situation.
Yeah, it's awful.
Out there.
Yeah.
Scary. Coming up next, we have another NBA fraudster. You're listening to 105.1 The Fan. Well, Buckley pulled a Schultzy during the break.
I sure did. It must be this seat he's rubbing off.
Well, he's pissed. You didn't hear any of that? Are you paying attention over there?
It was the break. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't listen to you. I was listening to you, and it was a giant tirade. He's pissed off.
Yeah.
And it's about Bronny.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. I didn't think
what
did
you think we were talking about?
I didn't
about?
Think that was a full Schultzy.
Oh, dude, he went full Schultzy. He's livid.
It was like an 80% Schultzy.
He was not happy with the coverage that Bronny is getting.
Well, his point is, who cares about Bronny? Yeah.
So
I
went to ESPN.com just to check on the news, and the headline story with the biggest picture and all that is, can Bronny James realistically make the Lakers rotation in year two? And my question is, who actually cares? Like, why are we doing this?
Because Bronny will get clicks.
I know he'll get clicks because people care about his name, but, like, if you're the... Okay, we don't have to do it all over again.
No, I want to hear it.
Now
yeah, he's fired up.
Now he's getting... See, this is more along the Schultzy line.
You are now... What they're doing now is just click farming, and I get that helps their profit margins and their ad dollars and all of that, but... This shouldn't even be on the main page.
So
a Lakers beat writer should talk about this. And maybe people who could, but like, they've gotten people to care because of the name attached to it, and it has no consequence on the landscape of the NBA whatsoever. No one should care.
So you're saying that the media should tell people what to care about?
No, I think that they shouldn't tell us to care about Bronny James.
I think you're
what?
Well,
wait
no.
Wait a minute. Now I'm confused. But you're saying that...
Two sides of the coin.
So the media is just putting out content that they think people will click on.
Correct.
And you're saying they should not do that. They should just put out real content?
Well, I think they should put out stories that people actually care about. No one actually cares about Bronny James. He's just a name that people click on.
But I think people do care about Bronny James.
Do they?
Well, I guess to Buck's point, do they care or are we being told what to care? Because if you shove something down someone's throat... Is that
the biggest story in the NBA?
Well, but I don't think they made up the... I think the media has sensationalized Bronny, but they haven't done that without people eating it up.
Well, there's obviously an appetite for it, and
yes.
I get that, but
that's what
but you can't tell me that this is the biggest thing headline in sports today.
Yeah.
That's my issue.
Well,
like,
it is... I get where he's going with it, because it's a chicken and the egg thing. It's a stupid story, and who's responsible? The dumbasses that click on Bronny James... Or the media coverage that shoves it down people's throats, and then people are like, well, should I care about this because people keep talking about it?
You're low-hanging fruit farmers. And I guess if that's what you want to do, fine, but then where do we go for the good fruit?
Yeah, it's I see where you're going with it. It is. It's a... It's, I don't know what the answer to that is.
I don't either.
I really don't. Like, who's to blame more?
I get that they have to make their money. That's not lost on me. But I'm like, this can't be where we're doing. Above it is the Savannah Bananas on ESPN and ESPN Plus tonight.
Ooh, hot Savannah Bananas. I would tend to blame more of the media. I think a lot of the. I don't know, legacy media. I hate that term, but just, you know, whether it's Fox or ESPN, I think they've just unfortunately gone down the road of it bleeds, it leads. And I wish they had more integrity to not do those stories, but they're cheap, they're easy, and apparently it does get clicks. And I just would like to think that there'd be some sort of journalistic integrity, but that's probably a Pollyanna view. So,
hey, you think people are clicking on this Marcus Morris story?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I did.
Kinda.
Oh, I clicked on it.
Yeah. But again, I guess this goes back to the, if you're trying to cast the widest net, right? I mean, think about this. We've had two Cleveland Guardian pitchers, by the way, be suspended now due to gambling inquiries. We now have an NBA player who made $100+ million, is what you're talking about, who's stealing money. And both of those stories got a 1/100th of the coverage of Bronny James, who averaged 1 point a game in an NBA.
And whether he'll make the second unit.
Yeah.
So, well, I do think that Emmanuel Classe story, I was thinking about that today. That's fascinating.
It is very fascinating.
So wait a minute. So Pete Rose,
yes,
was raked over the coals,
yes,
for betting on baseball when in baseball.
He was drummed out of the game.
You have one of the most elite closers in baseball right now, mm-hmm, just suspended,
yes,
because they're investigating him gambling and no one cares.
No. And there's another pitcher on that staff that's having the same thing.
And the Cleveland Guardians lineup yesterday on their graphic on their Twitter was presented by Bet365.
Yes.
Seriously, that's not a joke.
No, that's a real thing.
So does it have to be like... Well, I guess Shohei's interpreter.
Yeah.
That was a big story. So does it have to be Shohei? Does it have to be an American, like, big name American guy? Like, what?
Yeah, or, kind of. The same reason, like, the Jontay Porter thing wasn't that big in the NBA.
Or is it just a story that now we... It's kind of like steroids. Mm. You know, now if somebody gets popped for steroids, we're like, whatever. But in 2001, it was, like, the biggest story on earth.
Yeah.
And we were so outraged. Now we're not. Like, we're just desensitized to those, and we kind of accept it now. Is that the same with gambling, sports gambling now?
No, because I just think it's a name. Because if this was LeBron James, this would be the biggest story on earth. We've really become a Kardashian society where you have to have a name attached to it. There has to be a sensational sort of twist to it, which is why the Bronny James thing.
The
right?
name is more important than the story, yes. I think is my point.
Yes. We have become a culture of celebrity TV, celebrity influencers. Look, you can hate him, you can love him, but Jake Paul moves the needle. He's probably one of the five biggest names in combat sports and has never fought a real fighter ever. And yet
all manufactured from his YouTube following.
It's all manufactured, but he has a name. And Jake Paul fighting a 60-year-old man is more intriguing than one of the best closers in baseball getting suspended. But if we had Shohei Ohtani or you had Aaron Judge that got involved in a scandal.
Or what if it was Paul Skeens' first pitch every night or something like that?
Well, here's a prime example. Like, Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge right now are 1-2 in the MVP voting, right? If Aaron Judge gets popped for steroids or gambling or beating his... Is he married? Significant other, okay? I don't know.
It's a good question.
I don't know that about Judge. But, domestic what have you. Or DUI crash, something bad. Dog fighting. Like, oh my God, this happened.
He is married.
Okay. Then we'll do that, right? He comes out and we have video of him smacking Samantha.
They just had their first kid.
Well, that makes me feel bad. So let's go with some of the other one. Or Cal Raleigh does it. The level of that story, is it tenfold? Is it 100-fold? If it's Aaron Judge versus Cal Raleigh. And the only difference is One's Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Both MVPs. Cal Raleigh, by the way, the favorite to win the MVP.
One plays in pinstripes, big market.
And one plays in Seattle. And I think that is where, that's where we're at. And I think that's the ESPN thing, is when we're sitting around right now and the ESPN's like, okay, what do we write? NBA.
Someone's going into a room and says, who can put up a Bronny story today?
Yeah.
Like that's, yes. Because things are slow and yeah. Stories that would be interesting aren't compelling enough. So we say, hey, look at this shiny thing.
Yeah. Bronny. Well, and the WNBA is feeling this right now. It's like, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Or who's the new one? The Sophie Cunningham. She's hot. So right now, they will put a camera in front of that gal no matter what because she's hot. And she's big on TikTok right now because she's hot. And so it's just, we just go where the general buzz is. And right now, we are a society that has our head up our ass. And the only way to get it out of there is for something to be trending. And I know it's something big when I go home, and I don't know if Nurse Nice does this or if Mrs. Buckley does. I will go home and I know something will be sensationalized when the BTJ goes, hey, have you heard about? And I'm like, oh my God. And it's usually one of these stories. It's usually a Bronny James or a Caitlin Clark or an Otani or some sort of weird, you know, let's say the Love Island of sports. And she'll never be like, hey, did the best closer in baseball get caught in a gambling sting today? No.
It's good true. Thought on the text line. Someone says you have to be loved or hated to have a narrative that pushes the needle for people. If in between, people just don't care.
Yeah.
And I that's fair. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Bronny is, yeah, people either love him or they're like you two and just
think
constantly
it's stupid, but we're talking about it.
I'm with Buck. I wish that would go away. And there's times it makes me want to beat my head into the wall, but then I realize this is what people are clamoring for. I can't believe Love Island is the biggest show on TV.
It's the hottest thing right now.
It is the hottest. Love Island is dominating.
There are betting odds on it.
Yes. Like it is the biggest cultural thing we have going right now in the country is Love Island.
What's so special about it?
I don't know.
Have you watched it?
The BTJ is obsessed with it.
It's the newest salacious Bachelor in Paradise type deal.
Well, I get that, but what is so special about it?
Because
we've had a million of those shows.
I don't know.
So why is this one so popular?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's just the newest version. I mean, Love is Blind had this moment a couple years back. It reality TV seems to go through this.
Most importantly,
every now and then.
But when who's
the host?
I don't know. I've not seen a second.
Vander lady. Who's the what's
a Vanderpump?
Vanderpump. I don't know which one of the Vanderpumps.
Ariel Vanderberg.
What? Oh, is it Vanderberg? I thought it was Vanderpump. I don't know. When I come home, guess what's on the TV?
Oh,
it's that. And when I ask her, I'm like, how do you watch this? And you know what she says? I don't know. But her friends all talk about it. And there is a buzz. There is a wave for that show.
You're thinking Ariana Maddox.
Oh, I don't know.
She was on Vanderpump's show.
Okay.
And Ariel Vanderberg was the seasons 1 through 3.
Yeah.
There have been several hosts of Love Island.
Well, the one that my gal is watching has that gal.
What's it on? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
AI tells me that Love Island has garnered a large and dedicated fan base due to a combination of factors, including it is real-time, live format, which fosters viewer engagement and discussion.
It's live?
Like, maybe it's going on,
they,
like, right now, week to week
or
something?
Like, every day. It's, like, it's on every day.
Oh, so it's like if you did Big Brother in real time or something like that?
It's like, it never
So that
ends.
Adds to the appeal, I guess.
That was my thing. I came home and I was like, are you watching this again? She's like, it's a new episode. I'm like, what? It's just like, she goes, yeah, it's every day.
It's a relatable portrayal of modern dating dynamics and insecurities, and its nature is shared as a, quote, guilty pleasure and an escape from daily
life. It's fantasy football, but for girls.
For hookups.
But instead of sports, it's just male and female whores going at it. It's, I don't get it. But it's huge.
And so Marcus Morris of the, well, he's a rock chalker. Let's just, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just state that.
Sure.
Wasn't a fan, but he is a rock chalker.
Yes, he is.
And so is his stupid brother.
The weirdest thing is they have the exact same tattoos.
Well, they were just on ESPN doing some NBA.
Yeah, one of them was trying to get like into the analyst game. I don't know if it was this one or the other one.
Well, they were both on there.
Oh, same time?
Well, I just happened to see them on there one time. There was both of them, and I instantly turned the channel. I was never a fan.
Okay.
But apparently Marcus Morris, who made over $100 million in his career, was writing checks that he knew would bounce to get money at casinos in Vegas, the MGM and the Wynn.
A couple hundred thousand, right?
One was for 250 and the other was for 115.
Yikes.
Or maybe that's total. Yeah, no, it's about 250 total.
Yeah, those were the checks that he wrote. And then I think he gambled with some of the money with the checks he deposited, and then he withdrew that.
Yeah.
And so he made some money on top of it.
I mean, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you think they're not going to come after you for that?
Yeah.
Buffoon?
Great plan.
What is the plan here?
If there's one thing I know about casinos, is they don't care about money.
They have concepts of a plan.
Now, that happens a lot where I'll go up to A&A and, you know, I place a few wagers and
they're like, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You know what? This one's on me.
Gosh.
It's fine. Yeah.
And the fact you're high profile too, like they're not going to, oh, this guy came in and paid for, like, I know a lot of people go to Vegas and may drop six figures at the casino, but like you're a notable person who comes and writes this check, which is kind of seemingly antiquated anyways. You're really not going to get caught.
Maybe you're just so far deep in at that point, you can't, you can't dig your way out and you're like, whatever. It's going to come to an end anyways. Might as well come to an end this way. I mean, you blew through $100 million. Although not really. You blew through more like probably 50. You know, taxes, agents, you can blow through 50. Come on.
Crazy.
What, does his brother blow through all his money too?
I don't know.
What if the brother's like he's like, hey man, hook me up. He's like, no, dude. You're on your own.
So he didn't get bail, and his brother's there at court with him. So those two are freaking boneheads. They were boneheads all the way back in college.
Yeah. But they're boneheads that made $100 million.
Ruffians.
Doesn't represent.
That's right.
The true rock chockers.
They're not rock chockers.
No.
All right, coming up next.
Who is the most Kansas? If you had to pick one guy. Ooh. To represent everything that Kansas is about.
Kirk Heinrich.
Jock Vaughn.
Jock Vaughn?
Yeah, dude, he was the man.
Okay.
Classy, yeah. Smart.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Great player.
All right.
Just never won a title.
No. So I was interested in where you were going to go with that. If you had to have one guy.
I'd say Vaughn. Rafe LaFrance was enormous there.
Yeah.
People loved him.
Yeah.
Former Blazer, great, you know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Paul Pierce. Not necessarily the Morris twins.
Chalmers for the shot?
No,
he was kind of a sleazy guy.
No, I know he was. I just, you know, I didn't know how people on the outside view.
Well, you know, Christian Brown recently.
That dude's a dingbat.
He's kind of a douche, yeah. But he was very well liked there.
Buck, you going Oregon. You got one guy.
For hoops?
Oregon, you got it. Nah, you got to go.
Just who represents Oregon?
Oh.
Well, Kansas is basketball. Oregon's football.
It's got to be Joey, doesn't it?
You going Joey?
I mean, Marcus won the Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
In a landslide.
Marcus. Sorry, Joey. It's Marcus.
Because if you're going all, Pre may have that for Oregon.
But at the same time, like, Joey helped usher in that new looks Duck era and has been a face of the program before and after his time there. So, I mean, I think you could make the case for Joey over anybody, Ducks, just because he's still been a face for the program.
And like you said, he kind of started the.
Who's BYU's guy? Detmer?
Steve Young, probably.
Steve Young.
If I had to put up one guy, I mean, Detmer won the Heisman, but if I had to put up one guy, because like you said, it's symbolized. If I had to put up one guy that said, if you wanted to know what BYU was about.
Not Jason Sakanik?
No. I said all the time, even when I was going to church, dude, you do not want me to be the spokesman of your religion or your school. No, if I had to put up one guy, dude, that was a guy that was, he just is like the nicest human being. He's an attorney. He's an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback. He's devout, gives back to the community. That dude is just rock freaking solid. If I'd have one BYU guy, I would go with Jimmy Mack, but that's not really, that would be representative of my BYU, but the total you would have to go with, you'd have to go with Steve.
All right. In the news is coming up next. A trend has begun. Just don't copy it. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, running a little behind here on a little Tuesday program.
Happens to us.
Got to get right to it. It is July 29, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Today is International Tiger Day.
Oh, go Tigers.
I'm not rooting for the Tigers.
No, they're really good, though, this
I'm
year.
Rooting for the Royals. They're kind of in a free fall, last I checked.
Taking a bit of a tumble for
the Tigers.
A couple weeks
go
ago, Tigers. They had the best record in baseball.
It's also National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, who doesn't like a fried chicken wing? Might be the best like bar food you can get.
So, I don't know if this is a fair question. Is the buffalo wing clearly number one, or do you take another wing number one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like
an Asian-style wing or something like that?
It's controversial, but I usually go with more of a... Given my choice, like the place I go to, Jerry's has two. You get the traditional buffalo or the barbecue. I always go with the barbecue.
You know, I noticed that it's also National Lasagna Day. If you had to eliminate lasagna or chicken wings, which would you eliminate?
Lasagna.
It's not even close. Lasagna's delightful, but you can't replace chicken wings, and there are plenty of other Italian dishes that can give you something similar to what lasagna offers.
Yeah, dude, I'm with Buck. Now, when I was in Italy, we did a table lasagna with every meal because why wouldn't you?
Because it's great.
But I eat chicken wings once every 10 days to 2 weeks when I'm out at a bar. I eat lasagna like twice a year. You know, come on. And by the way, the Tigers are 9 games in first.
Weren't they struggling though?
Well, they've lost a couple, but you know, they're 62-46. So 9 games in the clear and have the second best record in the American League behind the Blue Jays by 1 game. So free fall seems like a...
Well, they've lost... Oh my God, they went... Ooh.
They won two in a row, but they went through a streak.
They lost 8 of 9 before winning these last two. And they're losing again tonight. Well, listen, you know, look, we've talked about potholes here. They're a problem.
Yes.
And Portland won't fix them. Well?
Well, you can get it fixed, but they're telling you, please don't do this.
Well, it worked.
Yes, but they're telling you, don't do this.
Yeah, they don't want you to do it.
No.
But it did work.
Don't do it.
Gorilla graffiti artist drew phallic images around two potholes on Northeast 21st near Northeast Multnomah Street. Their artwork caught the attention of Portland Reddit users and nearby apartment dwellers, had a bird's eye view of the murals over the weekend, and tell you what, it got Portland, they got the Portland Bureau of Transportation's attention,
yeah.
And by the next day they had filled in the potholes.
Yeah, they drew a penis around it. Yeah, I mean...
And that is one way to do it.
But they, again, the city has asked people, please don't draw penises on potholes.
Which
I'm
is
Jason Sikanik. My penis is very, very important to me.
That's exactly what they should not do. They should not. This is much like the Lake of Swigans.
Yeah, don't. You're picking a fight, and you shouldn't.
Don't pick the fight, because no. Now people are going to do it more.
Yeah. And also, who's in charge of your penis?
Ignore the story.
Yeah, the worst.
Fill in the pothole, yeah. And don't put it out there that it happened.
That was the biggest mistake, is publicizing this.
Exactly.
You know there's going to be dongs driven, or like drawn all over.
Tenfold!
The, yeah, tenfold. Tenfold. What else? Is that the I'm trying to think.
Here it comes.
Best way to put this. Is that the best thing? I don't want to say best. Is it the most effective thing you could draw on a pothole? Because I don't think it is.
To get the pothole filled in?
To get the pothole filled in.
No.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I don't want to say best.
Unfortunately,
but
like if you drew a swastika.
That's immediately, we're on the same page. I was like, ah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying like turn it into a butt and make it a noose.
Oh, well, I mean.
God.
Yeah.
That's where I thought you were going with it.
Boy, you went with the balloon knot, huh?
No, I think the swastika is probably the.
Yeah, that's kind of where
they,
I was.
They instantly have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you're good. By the way, don't. Dude, that's a hate crime. The penis is not a hate crime. It's funny, but not a hate crime. Don't go drawing things on potholes.
Well, a study has determined that residents throughout various parts of Portland have been exposed to unhealthy noise pollution.
Finally, someone's taking ROP seriously.
Well, look, noise pollution is a thing.
Is it?
Yes. No. It is unhealthy.
Mm, for God's sakes.
From August 2023 to August 2024, researchers from several universities and the Multnomah County Health Department used digital monitors to record sound patterns across the city, and they found that most of the monitored areas surpassed the maximum noise levels recommended by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the World Health Organization.
We can't have that. We just can't.
You cannot. No. It says, this is OSU. Whoa. OSU Assistant Professor and Environmental Epidemiologist Matthew Bozegar, who says, many people in the United States still think of noise as just a nuisance, not a real health risk. But in Europe, research shows that noise is the second biggest environmental threat to health after air pollution, linked to more illness and early death than things like unsafe water, lead, chemicals, or other pollutants.
Loud noises are killing people?
Maybe now you will listen to me.
Horse. Crap.
Yeah, I don't buy this for a second.
You're telling me
I'm not. Matthew Bozegar of OSU's professor environmental guy.
What kind of cockamamie European study is this?
You're telling me that living next to a pickleball court where everyone bitches about the noise, that's worse than having lead in your
it's
water?
It's killing people, Jason.
That's right.
If you believe the report.
Go talk to the people of Flint and ask them what's the bigger complaint. The lead pipes or someone with a loud muffler? Stop it.
Mm-hmm. It's called science, and maybe you'll start taking it seriously. My complaints about loud muffler guy seriously, because loud muffler guy's obnoxious.
Those scientists better check their hypotheses.
I can feel my blood pressure going up.
Obnoxious, yes. Killing you?
Killing me. It's killing me. No. Can I sue them?
Call the
Call
advocates.
The advocates, yeah.
I'm going to sue the loud muffler guy.
This is ridiculous. We're out. No more of this.
You mentioned Flint.
Yes.
Well, I have a drinking water story here in Oregon for you. Do we have a new Flint?
I did see this, yeah.
We'll get to that next on In the News on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This is In the News for July 29, 2025. We are careening towards August, Jace.
I know.
Where did July go?
Where the hell did summer go?
Where did it go? We have time for one more story here, and it is from Salem, where the Salem City Council unanimously approved an emergency declaration last night.
Yeah, we got water problems, big water.
To help it prepare for a potential drinking water shortfall next year.
Yeah. It goes drip, drip, drip.
Uh-oh. They would just turn on the faucet and there wouldn't be a problem.
The declaration is tied to an upcoming deep drawdown of the Detroit Lake Reservoir, which is set to take place next fall by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The reservoir supplies water to the North Santiam River, which is the city's main source of drinking water. So about 200,000 residents across Salem and its areas, surrounding areas, would be affected. Monday's declaration will now allow the city to activate its Emergency Operations Center, authorize spending to reduce the threat to life and property, and enter agreements with vendors and other agencies to develop alternative water supplies.
I don't really understand any of that other than there could be water problems.
Like how do you
I don't know. Like when you just read that, it just again sounded like a bunch of word salads, like, oh, we're gonna authorize working with agencies, and but I didn't really say what they're gonna do. I just know that there's
How do you improve your water supply when your water supply has been depleted?
That was kind of my question. Like, are they just getting a lot of bottled water? Are you going to ship in some Costco pallets? I don't know how all that works. According to someone, you just turn on a faucet, though, and it comes down from the north. And
so it says,
it's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
They would build new groundwater wells as well as an additional pump at the city's emergency water supply station.
Okay. I like that.
The reservoir's drawdown will bring its water levels to its lowest since the Detroit Dam was built in the early 1950s.
Oh, yikes.
That's nuts.
Did I miss why they're doing that? Like the Army Corps of Engineers? Did I miss that in the storm? Are we just doing it for S's and giggles? Someone's like, you know, it'd be fun right now. Drawdowns.
Well, it releases sediment.
Okay.
So
it's a long-term,
releases sediment that's been trapped behind the dam. When similar deep drawdowns happened at the Green Peter and Lookout Point dams, the river water turned brown and the silt taxed drinking water plants serving downstream towns such as Albany and Lebanon.
So we're doing this so that it doesn't cause future problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
They also want to study how to avoid causing problems downstream with its drawdowns. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
We don't know.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
There is problems. So they're drawing down. We don't know why they're drawing down. And now we have to do something to...
It'll be a 30-day drawdown beginning in the fall of 2026. Okay. Move out of Salem, you're going to die.
I love when they have these stories and then I'm like, what? I'm more confused than ever.
Well, welcome to Oregon. You know,
I'm fired up.
I think it's a uniquely Oregon thing. I think that if you did it in the news in every state in the union, I think the most confusing in the news would be Oregon.
Is it too involved? Like, is it?
Saving, am I wrong?
Is it saving some sort of muskrat or a mallard somewhere? Or I don't know. Maybe Florida. I bet you Florida has some confusing news.
Or awesome.
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
Someone said, I think the water issue is fake news. Oregon is never ahead on a problem. That's a good point.
Oregon's never what?
Ahead of a problem. We're doing something to stop a problem. Again, fake news. Fake.
That's your news for July 29, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Blazers sales rumors are not flying. What gives? We'll get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.